Newly hired federal employees don't have any sick leave during their first year on the job. Instead, they accrue it over time and they can start using it in their second year. That creates a dilemma for wounded veterans who want to work for a federal agency but can't afford to miss a doctor's appointment. A newly introduced piece of legislation aims to eliminate that dilemma. Katie Maddox is government affairs representative for the Federal Managers Association. They are staunch advocates of the Wounded Warriors Federal Leave Act. And Katie joins us now. Hi, Katie. Welcome back to Federal News Radio.
For having me on again.
So nuts and bolts, what does this legislation call for?
Basically, it provides 104 hours of sick leave to first-year feds who are labeled as 30% disabled under the Department of Veterans Affairs. As you mentioned, when you're a first-year Fed, you come in with no accrued sick leave. Federal employees, they earn 4 hours of leave per pay period. And so at the end of the year, they have 104 hours. But if you're sick right off the bat, it's really hard to make it up. And so with these first-year Feds, with you know they have a chronic malady, and you know that they have to make necessary medical appointments. We're just trying to make sure that they get the help that they need and they're not worrying about overgoing their leave available. And, you know, we just want to help them out.
And I don't know if you know, either anecdotally or otherwise, what kind of the status quo is. I mean, are these first-year employees who happen to need a fair amount of medical attention just taking unpaid time off? Are they just deciding not to take federal jobs, period?
It's more you need to take unpaid time off. I know we have a very large chapter in Cherry Point, North Carolina, at the Marine Corps Air Station. And the closest VA facility to them is about 3 or 4 hours away. So they're taking off their whole day to go make these VA medical appointments. They're worried about whether or not their jobs are going to get done on time. Our managers are worried about, you know, the stress that they're under as well. So we're just making sure that they get out there. They're not burning all through their leave and can go get the help.
And in order to qualify for a day off under this program, does it need to be VA care or does it just need to be, you just need to demonstrate in some way that it's connected to your service-connected disability?
It's for appointments that are in connection to your service-related disability. So you can't, you know, take your kid to the doctor when they're sick. If you have the flu, you do have to use your own sick leave. So basically, these are just appointments that are in relation to that 30% disability.
Obviously, the idea of wounded warriors and employment in federal service is not a new idea. I'm kind of surprised that this issue is just coming to my attention, frankly. Have similar bills been introduced in Congress, or is this a new idea for Congress, too?
It looks like it's a new idea. There are leave banks available. You can do transfers. However, with the bank, if you want to borrow from the, if you want to borrow leave from the bank, you also have to put time in. But if you're facing a chronic condition like this, you probably don't have that ability to do so. And then with transfer, you have to know who you are transferring to. It just takes out a whole bunch of hoops to jump through. And like I said, it only applies to first-year feds, and it is on a use-it-or-lose-it basis. So once your first 12 months are up, unfortunately, you have to go back to using your own sick leave, but this is just a nice little safety net that we're trying to provide.
And down to our last 40 seconds here, but do you have any kind of sense of whether that this existing policy is a significant deterrent for veterans entering federal employment?
I really can't say, but mm-hmm. I really hope that it's going to just be another further attraction for them to come on over.